I'm very happy now to welcome Adam McKinney. He's chair of the dance department at New Mexico School for the Arts, and he's directing the student production of George Balanchine's ballet, Serenade, which is part of Art Spring 2013, which is an evening of dance, music, theater, and visual arts by the students at the New Mexico School for the Arts. It's this Friday, the 10th of May, at the Lenzig and the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex, and we're joined by dancer Tessa Brewer-Walsh, artist Aspen Concha, and Reese Gonzalez, who's director of the Art Institute at New Mexico School for the Arts. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about Serenade, which I have to say, I'm so excited that you're doing this. It's one of my favorite ballets ever. I used to see it when I was a little kid living outside of New York. The New York City Ballet did it, and it was one of George Balanchine, the great choreographer's, one of his first ballets.
That's right. It's a milestone in the history of dance, George Balanchine's Serenade. And it was his first ballet that he choreographed in America with students of his school, the School for American Ballet that he started with Lincoln Kirstein. I believe it was in 1935. We are so excited about performing this work. A former soloist from New York City Ballet, Tzipora Karj, set the first movement of Serenade that we'll be performing this weekend. And perhaps, Tessa, you can speak a little bit about what that process has been like, learning the choreography, getting ready to perform the choreography, and what your experience is.
Well, it's been such an amazing experience being with Tzipora, just having someone firsthand from New York City Ballet work with us. And it's a really interesting experience because not only is it a teaching experience from her, but it's really something that we can take on as students for our future, saying that we have performed a Balanchine ballet, that we got the rights to do this. And it's a really rigorous process because we have to do everything exactly right as Balanchine choreographed it those many years ago. So it's really interesting to know that dancers before us have done this and that we are just another step of increasing the ballet world with the vocabulary from Balanchine. So
are you doing it exactly as Balanchine choreographed it?
Absolutely. The choreography, in fact, is copywritten by the Balanchine Trust in New York. We, as New Mexico School for the Arts, had to send a video of our dancers to the Balanchine Trust in New York City, and they have thus entrusted us with the rights to perform.
So they don't just let everybody perform it?
No, in fact, this is the first time in the state of New Mexico that a high school dance program has been given the rights to perform a Balanchine work. And our hope is that we will have a long-lasting relationship with the Balanchine Trust so that we can continue doing Balanchine works here in Santa Fe as part of New Mexico School for the Arts.
And ladies and gentlemen, the music that you heard when we came into this segment was Serenade by Tchaikovsky.
Of course.
Set to dance by George Balanchine. So it's, as I remember, it's a large ballet.
It is a large ballet. I think it's about a 25-minute or 30-minute ballet. We are doing the first section of Serenade, and our hope is that in future years we will be given the rights to perform the full work.
And there's a lot of dancers in it.
There are a lot of dancers in it. There are a total of 18 women in the first section of Serenade.
And you're bringing in some dancers from outside of NMSA?
Yeah, we've decided to collaborate with schools around the state of New Mexico, and we are doing just that in bringing in young students who are also proficient enough to perform Serenade. So we're really excited about this collaborative community effort in supporting New Mexico School for the Arts and broadening the scope of what we're doing.
So talk more about the process, first of all, of being a dance student at NMSA. I mean, are you doing classical ballet? Or are you doing all kinds of dance?
Well, for the majority, ballet is our main focus because as a dancer, I think ballet is the fundamental of everything. And since Serenade is such a serious ballet, we need to be really precise with our technique outside of the choreography. And so a typical dance day for me, this is my third year in the program, you go to your academic classes in the morning, and then by 2 o'clock, we go right off on the bus to dance. And lately, since it's closer to performance time, we have a warm-up ballet class, which is usually an hour, and then we go straight into rehearsals for the rest of the day for another hour, hour and a half. So it's a really rigorous schedule, but it really has to be to complete the work. And balancing, what I love about Serenade personally, what we're doing the opening movement, and it's such a welcoming and worshiping kind of dance, just to the beauty of dance itself. And so we do a lot of simple movements that grow off of that beginning part, and it's really, as a dancer, it's really refreshing to use our technique that we use every day and put it into actual known famous choreography and be able to perform it.
Why was this work, Serenade, such a groundbreaking work of choreography, work of art?
Yeah, I think that the reason why Serenade is so groundbreaking is because it was the birth of neoclassical ballet in this country that Balanchine really was the forefather of. But I also think that Serenade is a lesson in stage technique, and the fact that Balanchine choreographed this on students and that he incorporated unexpected rehearsal events into the choreography. For example, when one girl was late to class and ran in and took her position, he actually incorporated that into the choreography,
right,
as well as a fall in rehearsal of a young dancer. He also incorporated that into the choreography. So I think because of those reasons, but also because Tchaikovsky's music is so gorgeous, it really tugs at the heartstrings. I think these are some of the reasons why Serenade is in many of the major ballet companies' repertories around the world, and the fact that it's such a substantial work for New York City Ballet.
And it's one of those works of art that has never gotten old or felt like this is some dated work out of another era that's kind of nice to watch, but only for its historical value. It's in some strange way as fresh as ever.
I agree. We are coming upon its 80th anniversary, and it still is, the choreography still is pristine. The movements are still relevant for today. The ideas that he's looking at in terms of the connections between the dancer and another dancer in the communal of the corps de ballet, but also the connection to the music, I think keeps it very fresh.
So Serenade will be performed, and it's the first event in the performance at the Lenzic this Friday night, the 10th of May, at the Lenzic. Now, let's turn to the visual art portion of all of this. Rhys Gonzalez is with us. He's director of the Art Institute at New Mexico School for the Arts. And ladies and gentlemen, New Mexico School for the Arts is a public school. It's a statewide school. People come from all over the state. And Aspen Contra, you are an artist. Tell us a little bit about the art exhibition that's happening this Friday.
So the art exhibition that's happening this Friday is our department's big show. It's where all students from all different grades make art, and we all put it into the same show. Like, throughout the year, we have separate shows for grades. So, like, there's a freshman show and a senior show. So it's really cool.
Tell us about your own work.
So for the past senior show, I did giant woodblock cuts. And they were based off of the folklores and legends from different countries.
What do you mean? Like, what are some examples?
So, like, one print was based off of a folklore from South Korea. It was based off of the tale of this girl whose name is Arang, and I just incorporated different aspects from the story, like,
Very interesting. Now, let's talk about the New Mexico School for the Art Institute. That's the visual art part of it, or how does that work?
There's two components to the New Mexico School for the Arts. First is the academic component, who is and it's run by a principal. And the second piece is an art institute, which handles dance, visual arts, theater, and music.
Okay.
Before we get further, I wanted to mention Aspen Concha. She's from Nambe Pueblo. She's one of our star seniors in the visual arts department. She is being recruited heavily all across the nation, and she's right now choosing between which college she wants to go to. Looks like Art Institute of Chicago is going to be her choice.
Really?
We're still working on some of the details, but Aspen is definitely one of our stars.
So you are obviously planning a career in art.
Yeah.
Are you using, I mean, you're from Nambe Pueblo. Are you using the influence of the traditions of Nambe Pueblo in your own work?
Well, definitely. It's a part of me. It's not something I can turn off.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
But growing up in a traditional background and setting has encouraged me and made me more curious about other cultures that have that are still practicing their traditions today.
Right. So it's sort of like the world of different indigenous people bringing their work forward. Very interesting.
Yeah, the school's just really thriving right now. We're in our third year. We accept students from all across the state of New Mexico. We have 37 seniors this year. All of them are graduating, 100% graduation rate this year. Actually, we're having trouble with one, but we think we're going to get him. We think we're going to get him across the stage. What's actually more exciting about New Mexico School for the Arts is that colleges are coming from all across the nation recruiting our students. This is our third year. Our first year, we didn't have a single college recruit our students. Second year, we had two. This year, 25 universities and colleges have been offering our students scholarships to the tune of $2.5 million this year in scholarship offers. So our school is just thriving now, and Aspen is one of those seniors that has just been recruited heavily.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tessa Brewer-Walsh, I guess you're in 11th grade, is that right?
Yes.
And do you have plans for post-high school?
Well, at the moment, I'm actually graduating this summer. I'm taking online courses along with my NMSA courses. And I auditioned for a program in San Francisco called Alonzo King Lines Ballet, which is where Adam McKinney once was a dancer with. And it is an amazing program, but just for dance. There's no academics in it. And I thankfully was accepted into the program out of 18 people. And I think my experience here at NMSA has really made it possible for me to go on to an even further academic, non-academic experience. Like, I have to owe a lot of my training, both academically, artistically, and as a human being able to put myself out there to this school. And with the training in ballet, it's really amazing how much you can change in just 3 years. So it's life-changing. It really is life-changing, this school.
You must have been doing ballet as a little kid.
Yes, I have been dancing for a very long time, but not to the level that this school makes me work. So it's a pre-professional program within both academics and arts. It's not one or the other. I work hard in both aspects of my work here at NMSA. So.
And would you like to be a professional ballet dancer?
I would like to be a professional contemporary ballet dancer, thanks to a lot, because we do mostly ballet here, but we get to do modern as well, which makes your work in modern be that much better from your work in ballet.
Like the way Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is contemporary ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tessa, you come from Albuquerque.
Yes.
Every day. Tessa rides the train,
the
rail
runner
from Albuquerque every day.
It's a major commitment between the students and the school.
Yeah.
They have to get up extremely early, catch that early train, ride to NMSA, ride to Santa Fe. A shuttle takes them to school. At the end of the day, they finish around 5, and they have to catch the train, go home for the evening, and start again the very next day. Monday through Friday.
Right.
It's a huge commitment on the part of the students.
And that is the life of the artist.
That's right. And what we're noticing is that it's paying off.
Yeah.
You know, Tessa is going to Alonzo King's Lines Ballet training program, and I don't know that that would have been the case if you hadn't attended New Mexico School for the Arts.
No.
Have you been on it, Adam, since the beginning?
I am the inaugural chair of the dance department, yes.
So very fulfilling work for you.
Very fulfilling. I mean, it's the reason why I moved here from New York City. There's so much raw talent here, and I wanted to provide more resource to the arts community and the arts education community here in New Mexico.
So the art show this Friday is going to be at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Annex, which is on Grant Avenue, really right around the corner from the Lensic. So I guess people can go first to the art show and then go to the performance.
That's correct. It's always hard to incorporate visual arts onto the stage. So we rented out both the Georgia O'Keeffe Annex and the El Dorado Hotel lobby. And so patrons and donors and participants can go and view 58 different students' artwork and then go on into the performance.
And so what time does the performance start?
7 p.m.
7 o'clock, and the art exhibition is before that.
That's correct. Not only will we have dance, but we'll have our music department performing. Our all-state choir is going to be singing a couple songs. And we'll also have a theater called Speed Date. Theater performance called Speed Date.
Right. Well, it's all happening as part of Art Spring 2013, an evening of dance, music, theater, and visual art by the students at the New Mexico School for the Arts, where Adam McKinney is chair of the dance department, Reese Gonzalez is director of the Art Institute, Tessa Brewer-Walsh is a dancer, Askin Concha, artist. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
And for tickets, you can go to ticketssantafe.org or call 505-988-1234. And we're going to go out with more music from Tchaikovsky's Serenade. Been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.